Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
For those of you planting wheat for grain harvest next June, John Fenderson with Bear Westbred says it's important that you calibrate your grain drill for the size seed you're planting.
I'll use our Westbred varieties for an example. The WB4401 and WB4303 are really large seeded varieties. If you plant them at 60 pounds, you're probably not going to be happy because you're not going to have enough seed out there. In a good part of Oklahoma, I recommend 1 million seeds per acre go in the soil at optimum planting time. Westbred, we kind of pioneered a terminology called optimum seeding rate. And if I can spend $5 more on seed and plant a higher seeding rate and yet get an ROI of 3 or 4 to 1 by getting 4 or 5 bushels more per acre, that's money well spent.
Thanks, John. John Fenderson, Technical Product Manager for Bear Westbred. Learn more about the high-yielding wheat varieties with Westbred at westbred.com.
Well, cattle futures finally reacted to the bullish implications of the cattle on feed report. This may have been fueled by some light cash trade developing in our part of the country yesterday. We saw a trade at $125, a dollar higher than last week. Traders seem to be hoping for more as front month October live cattle futures were $1.80 higher yesterday. The October contract goes off the board Friday. Generally, early cash trade seems to get much of the tone for the week. Hogs took a beating again with futures seemingly intent on retesting the lows. Fundamental support still has not been confidently uncovered. Cash was higher on the National Direct afternoon report with a gain of about 15 cents, but that left much to be desired. That was offset by cutouts down 33 cents. Import demand from China has declined substantially, leaving more pork available for domestic consumption. Futures are oversold, but may test support from mid-September before buyers become more aggressive. On the grains, December canned city wheat down 2.5 cents early today, backing down from yesterday's brief new contract high with early bearish guidance from lower wheat prices in Europe. Also adding to the bearish pressures, yesterday morning's weather map shows beneficial rains moving through the western plains with heavier amounts from Nebraska to Texas. December corn is down 1.75 cents early today, easing back from yesterday's first challenge of the 100-day average at $5.46 since early October. This morning's weather map shows scattered showers stretching from central Texas to the Dakotas, expected to gradually move eastward, bringing moderate to heavy rain amounts across the Midwest and slowing down harvest. November soybeans trading down 5.5 cents early today, with modest losses in both soybean meal and bean oil. This morning's rain shouldn't offer much threat to the soybean crop in the western plains, as drier weather is expected to follow this weekend and into next. We'll check the futures in just a moment. Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway for the upcoming Tulsa Farm Show, December 9th through 11th. For more information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call our show manager, 507-437-7969. Also, check our website, oklahomafarmreport.com, for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email. Livestock futures, December live cattle up $1.92, $131.45. February up $1.62, $136.37. November feeder cattle up $1.30, $159.77. January up $2.02 at $160.60. December hogs down $1.62 at $72.57. On the grains, Kansas City wheat, December down $0.005, $7.77 1/4. March down $0.0025 yesterday, $7.80 1/4. Chicago wheat, December down $7.25 at $7.52 1/4. March down $6.50, $7.65 1/4. December corn up $5.50, $5.43 1/2. March up $5.50, $5.52 1/4. November soybeans up three quarters at $12.38. January's up $0.005, $12.47 1/2. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.